relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
Yes, it is. And Carr Firearms is our sponsor, and they're fighting for you. Carr executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for our liberty. Support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor by checking out their amazing line of weapons at KAHR.com. I carry a 9mm Carr. They also own the iconic, legendary Desert Eagle line of firearms and the Auto Ordnance. Yes, which includes the Tommy Gun, the M1, and the absolutely iconic 1911. And right now, there is maybe a couple left. I'm going to have to check. A gallery of guns. It is the Trump 1 1911 Custom 45. Check it out today. I've handled this weapon. It is beautiful. It has a presidential seal on it. It has President Trump. Galleryofguns.com. Galleryofguns.com. It's Friday. So much political news to talk about. And we have another person in the race. Let's talk to the man who was the 45th president's advisor and is, God willing, the 47th advisor as well. He's our buddy. We call him the Baron. Boris Epstein, welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, thank you so much. Thanks for having me, my friend. It's a great day. Honored to be with you. Honored to be with your audience.
And you were so kind earlier today. You texted me with a nice little message from the president. I think he must have seen me on Newsmax having to destroy Ken Cuccinelli last night. Thank you for forwarding that message.
It's a pleasure. You're a champion. President Trump very much recognizes that somebody, a true patriot and a fighter for the MAGA movement and the American people. And it's an honor of mine to be on your show. And the president's been on the show, and I'm sure we'll be again soon enough.
Yeah, we've asked for him to be one of our guests next week, and we can't wait. All right, before we get serious about the race, let's have a little bit of fun. Our producer, Jeff, you know him, Mr. G, Baron, he says, this is the best Asa Hutchinson clip ever. Now, there's not many to choose from, but this one is really, really quite amusing. Talking about his chances with Bret Baier. Cut five.
Take that stage. The Real Clear Politics average of polls has you at 0.8%. In Iowa, you're at 1%. You don't show up in the New Hampshire polling as of yet. You've talked about it as an uphill battle, but these are small numbers. How do you paint a picture to somebody who says, I like what you're talking about, but you're not even in the ballpark?
Well, you didn't mention the South Carolina poll in which we moved up to 3% there.
Yeah, Boris, he actually said that. Bret Baier said, you're at 0.8. And Ace Hutchins said, well, you forgot the one where I'm at 3%. Are these people just delusional?
Absolutely. They're a total joke. These rhinos, like Ada Hutchinson, as President Trump refers them to, they have no idea what the true pulse of the Republican Party, the MAGA movement is. For example, in South Carolina, President Trump is at 43. The next Ron DeSantis is at 18.
And hang on. Let me hear those numbers again. South Carolina, the same poll that Ace Hutchinson mentioned. What are the percentages for our boss, of my former boss, and for the sanctimonious?
It's my pleasure to say him again. President Trump's at 43. Ron DeSantis is at 18. And that's a state where then you've got, you know, then you've got Nikki Haley, then you've got Chip Scott. This is their home state. And a poll in Iowa yesterday, President Trump at 62, and Ron DeSantis is at 20. At
40, hang on. If you're at 62, Boris, we might as well just call it now. That's incredible.
No doubt about it. The MAGA movement, which is the Republican Party, has come out and definitely stated that they want President Trump back in office as soon as humanly possible. They have no interest in these pretenders. And, of course, as we know from this week, there's no way that Ron DeSantis is up for the big time. He's been a total disaster. That mess, Hindenburg of a campaign announcement. The total mess of his shadow campaign, of his international trip. The Florida governor has been exposed. What he should do is go lick his wounds, try to bone up his image, and maybe think about 2028, because he doesn't have a shot in 2024.
All right, well,
part is in that Iowa poll. It's an Emerson poll, by the way, a left-of-center poll. President Trump leads Joe Biden by 11. So any of those rhinos talk about electability, all you got to do is look at the Iowa poll for Emerson, President Trump up by 11. Yeah. Look at the national poll from Marquette, President Trump up by 5. Total dominance by President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, this puts the lie to the DNC talking point that so many rhinos have picked up. Boris said, oh, he can win a primary, but he can't win a general. Just complete garbage. All right, we're going to test the bounds of modern technology right now. I have a podcast clip on my phone that Mr. G just sent to me. Is Mr. G there?
I am.
Who is this congressman that gave such a great interview?
Wesley Hunt. He's from Texas.
Okay, Wesley Hunt from Texas. He's on the Tim Kast podcast. And he just said something that I've been saying for the last few weeks, Boris, about the question of honor in this primary. And it's about Ron DeSantis. Let's test technology.
Real quick, and this is something that's kind of near and dear to my heart that's really important to me, and that's loyalty. So President Trump has endorsed me the last two cycles. And so when he came out and announced back in November, I was literally, he finished like the last syllable, we endorsed him immediately because it's really important to me. He helped to get me here. Ron DeSantis would not be the governor of Florida if not for Donald Trump. And so what I'm seeing here is a level of disloyalty I think he's going to pay for ultimately. And that's just not how you treat someone that got you this far.
Boris, it speaks to the cut of the man. It speaks to the question of honor. You can have disagreements, but you've got to have loyalty. And I know that President Trump really takes loyalty very, very seriously.
No doubt about it. The president exhibits loyalty. And look at those of us who continue to support him, continue to be there for him, continue to work for him. You know, myself, you, Steve Bannon, supported the president, Steve Chung, who's been working for the president forever. I mean, if you look at those of us who continue to be in the orbit, who continue to have the honor of working for President Donald J. Trump, it's a huge percentage of those who've been around since 2016. Look around the sanctimonious. Is anybody still there who was there for his 2018 run? Is there anyone there who was there for his 2020 run? He has churned through staff, he has churned through advisors, and he doesn't have the loyalty that he gives them. He doesn't get any loyalty back. And to the voters, to the MAGA movement, to the Republican Party, if Ron DeSantis isn't loyal to President Trump, if he isn't loyal to those around him, how is he going to be loyal to you? The answer is he won't. And if you look at the state of Florida with $4 gasoline, the rampant crime problem, the education problem, the healthcare problem, you know that Ron DeSantis, who was just reelected to governor, isn't loyal to the people of his state because all right now he's been focusing on nothing but this pathetic first fake and I guess now announced run for president. Even though it does not even count as an announcement, to me it was just a disaster.
Yeah, the idea that he went on an elite platform like Twitter is kind of Raheem Kassam on our show yesterday called it the anti-populist campaign launch. Also, one thing, we're almost out of time here, but Ron is doing something very dangerous, Barron, when it comes to the recent history. He's rewriting the history of COVID in Florida, and he's going to get caught out. He was for all kinds of things that were pro-lockdown, pro-Fauci, and now he's trying to tell us they didn't happen.
He was locking down the beaches. He was locking down Florida. He was double-masking. There's Ron DeSantis has lied about his career. He's lied about his time as governor. He's lied about his policies. I mean, this is somebody who wanted to gut Medicare, to gut Social Security. This is somebody who wanted amnesty, who wanted to gut our borders. This is not an honest politician, but you know what it is? Because he's a typical politician, and that's come across in everything he's done, including his pathetic fake announcement, which was a total fatal disaster.
Yeah, a very, very disappointing. Look, I want to have a primary, lots of people on the stage because it was so fun in 2015 and 2016 with President Trump. But honor. When you're lacking honor, it's a very, very serious issue.
Honor matters.
Honor matters. Senior advisor to the Trump 2024 campaign. Thank you, Boris. Have a blessed Memorial Day or long weekend. I'm sure a few cigars will be smoked. Make sure you're following the Baron. BorisEP.com, Boris Epstein, Boris underscore Epstein on all social media that matters. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefActor.com studios. If you enjoy our deep dive long form radio here, we have an amazing episode of Making Movies Great Again today. Don't miss anything.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When it comes to the long form, go to the podcast platform of your choice. It doesn't matter which one. You can choose. It's America. Freedom of choice. Spotify, Apple Podcast, the Salem Podcast Network, Stitcher, whichever it is. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and then share the links with your friends. And if you've had it with political persecution in America, you got to tune in tonight. I'll be hosting the Rob Schmidt Show, 7 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. VDH will be one of our guests, and get your flag as well if you stand with 45. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. I stand with 45. It is the hottest seller right now. Number 3 is the FBI t-shirt jointly released with Chris Blunt. Get yours today. Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. You know it is. We've got the receipts. SebGorkaStore.com.
The antidote to fake news. America First.
Can you ever have too much Queen? Wrong question. Of course not. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are asking for you to help us with our amazing prison fellowship campaign. The late Chuck Colson, what an amazing man. And every summer we enlist you to help the children across America. There's more than a million of them. That's just wrong. That have lost a mother or father because they're in prison. And what's even worse, more than 70% of those children will end up incarcerated themselves. Let's break that cycle and just help them feel loved at a summer camp that is Christ-centric and gets them away from the incredibly dangerous places they have to live in. Just listen to this report from one of the people at the camps and what the grandmother of one of the children said.
You know, they dropped their child off at the beginning of the week. Child was super hesitant, just didn't know if they wanted to go to camp. And by the end of the week, when mom comes back to pick them up, they're crying because they don't want to go home because they had so much fun. And we hear, I think it was a grandmother, she said, this was the first time that my child went to sleep without the sounds of gunshot at night.
The first time my child went to sleep without hearing gunshots. But who knows? Chicago, Baltimore. That's how blessed it is for this summer camp to be supported, to have as many children as possible. It costs $200 per child. Please be one of those people who's literally saving a life. Call 888-206-2794 or go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. That number again, 888-206-2794, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner. The breaking news of the day was, of course, what we found out about the Department of Homeland Security targeting you if you voted for President Trump, calling you a domestic extremist, a far-right radical. Who better to discuss it than a man who's educated me so much on all of these issues? Mike Benz, welcome back to America First, the founder of the Foundation for Freedom Online. Let's put this graphic up on the screen, Mike. This research document funded by DHS to the tune of millions of dollars, the fact that this pyramid of far-right radicalization has the Republican Party symbol and has a MAGA hat in it, what should we conclude as a result, Mike?
So there are several things here. One is the DHS has become a Department of Political Policing. DHS is trying to fill in the squishy gray area that the FBI is not allowed to target because there's no law breaking. And so the only other inward-facing, domestic-facing intelligence agency in the U.S. government is trying to take the long-arm jurisdiction that the FBI is restricted from having and recruiting a private sector mercenary army to do it. So the magic of this graph here isn't just that it's so dastardly in its appearance that literally the GOP symbol is on it itself, but that they're pumping a cash into a kind of censorship and counter-extremism mercenary army in the private sector and in the universities in the form of these $40 million worth of grants through this CP3 program at DHS. So they are raising an army of private sector people to go after Republicans, to go after conservatives, to go after anybody who dons a MAGA hat. And there's a lot more to say on that, but I think that's the opening salvo.
And tell us about the history, because you were Mr. Cyber at the Department of State. What is the CB3 program? What are these monies, these millions of dollars, originally meant to be protecting us from?
Right. So this program, it happened sort of in tandem with the creation of this this department called CISA. CISA was the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Whose name is so repetitive and redundant. You know, it has the word security in there twice. The founder of that DHS agency said, we just, you know, basically bragged about how boring the agency was, which misled the entire public into thinking its sole purpose was cybersecurity. Of course, they then expanded that to mean anything that is critical infrastructure is cybersecurity if it's connected to the internet, which means social media platforms, your speech, basically anything you tweet is a sort of cyber attack against critical infrastructure. Now, that was for coordinating with the social media companies for taking out Trump supporters, essentially. This program, CP3, grew out of this countering, like proactively countering domestic extremism. And it really got a huge influx of cash after the January 6th events, which used this predicate that even if something didn't rise to the level of domestic terrorism, you could still call it extremism and basically give it the same treatment you would as if somebody was a terrorist. Now, as mushy as the definition of terrorist was, extremist gets you all the way into, you know, simply someone belonging to a political party that you disagree with. So what they've done here is a strategy that I call inflation elimination, which is if you want to eliminate something, you don't just say, we're going to get rid of it because we don't like it. You have to lay a predicate in place, which means you need to conflate it with something that has been inflated in the public conception as being totally evil or extremist. So here in this case, they use concepts like hate speech, and they put at the top of this pyramid these, you know, totally extreme Nazi groups. And so they say, well, we know that should be targeted, or at least that's what they believe. So all we need to do is conflate the people we really want to censor, our political threats, with this extreme thing. And then we've got an elimination predicate. So they inflate this idea of Nazis. They inflate this idea of right-wing extremism, of things that are tangential to violence. They then conflate who they really want to go after with that thing. And then boom, just like that, you can sweep the whole thing out as part of this, you know, conflation strategy. And that's really what this pyramid represents.
And the fact that they openly put it on a training or research document, they put a red MAGA hat, that they're talking about 74 million people, Mike.
Yes, they are. And in fact, DHS has adopted this policy, which is the exact opposite of the free speech standard we've had in this country for at least 60 years, dating back to the Supreme Court Brandenburg decision, which said that the U.S. government cannot interfere with any speech unless there is a law, and thus there's an imminent call to lawless action.
Right.
DHS has taken this philosophy that they call the long fuse of misinformation, where they say it doesn't need to be lawless. It can just be misinformation. It doesn't need to be imminent. It can be a long fuse. But as long as they sort of say that the misinformation issue starts at the reading of news itself, at the exposure to online information. And so this pyramid is an extension of that.
It's a little bit like Philip K. Dick. It's like the Bureau of Future Crimes, isn't it?
It's exactly that, except it's not even crimes. Here, you know, misinformation is a lower standard than crime. And even here, what they're talking about is not actually about stopping terrorism. It's about stopping extremism, which includes extreme thoughts. That is, political movements like MAGA.
All right. We need to talk about this long fuse at more depth. I know you're on the road. Let's talk next week. In the meantime, Foundation for Freedom Online. You've got to bookmark it right now. Mike is the founder, and follow him at Mike Benz Cyber. That's at Mike Benz Cyber. God bless you, Mike. We're going to get you back. You can follow us on all the social media platforms that matter. Look for Seb Gorka, Sebastian Gorka on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your Roku, Fire Stick, or other devices. And for my latest, go to my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack.com. We'll be back with your calls in a moment.
America first. Magnificent.
Yes, indeed. Why? Because we're the only nation on the planet with a Second Amendment, the civil right that makes all the others possible. And that's why we're so grateful to Carp Firearms. Carp Firearms fights for America, and its executives stand with us here at America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for our liberty. Support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor by checking out their amazing line of weapons. I carry a 9mm car every single day at KAHR.com. They also own the legendary Desert Eagle line of weapons and the historic Auto Ordnance line, the M1, the Tommy Gun, and the historic 1911. Right now, limited edition. I think there's a couple left of the Trump 1 custom 45 1911 with President Trump on the slide, the presidential seal. I've handled one of these and it is beautiful. The Trump 1 1911. Go to galleryofguns.com. That's galleryofguns.com today. Plug the word Trump into the search box on the website and you'll see if there are any left. Okay, guys. Thought crimes, propaganda, DHS, FBI, CIA. He's still at it, the man who voted for the Communist Party before he joined the CIA. How do you get to work in the CIA when you admit to actually voting for the communist presidential candidate in America? It's Obama's director of the CIA, John Bramlin, using a phrase we've heard before, cut six.
Ryan Goodman of Just Security tweeted this, quote, "I expect this will result in Espionage Act charges. Dissemination is key." That was his response to this new Washington Post reporting. Do you think he has a point? Do you see it that way?
Well, this certainly seems like more damning evidence. And if these reports are true, it's unsurprising, given Donald Trump's lifelong disregard of the rules, disrespect of law, and arrogant sense of entitlement in terms of he can do anything he wants. But now he is dealing with a very, very serious issue, which is classified documents and obstruction of justice. And at least according to this report, there were efforts made right on the eve of this investigation on the part of FBI to obscure and to conceal evidence. And so it doesn't look very good for Donald Trump. Again,
if these reports are true, Jeff, I swear I've heard that phrase before, if these reports are true.
Over and over and over again during the Mueller investigation. And how about the panel, too? Strokes on there. It's the same exact people, too.
It's exactly the same people spinning the same lies. If the reports are true, well, they're not true. Let's start with that. What we do know is that you lied about President Trump for 6 years, and you're still doing it. You should be in prison for Crossfire Hurricane. Yeah, you, John Brennan. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to line one. David, Scottsdale.
Hey, Sebastian. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, my friend. Happy Second Amendment.
Yeah, happy Second Amendment Friday. Okay, so first off, I know you had an episode many moons ago with author and Jack Carr on his book.
Oh, The Terminalist, Jack Carr. Yes, yes, yes. I think, he was the first guest on our Manhood Hour.
Okay, I know. Let's not go back there because me and my wife just started watching it, Sebastian. We're late to the game for The Terminalist. We're on episode 4, so thank you so much for recommending that. It's awesome. We love it.
You want me to tell you what happens at the end?
No, please stop. but I do have a question. I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
We're on episode 4. Reese is, I believe, just finding out if it's him or if it's there is a deep state behind the deaths of his special ops, you know, and his family and stuff. So my question to you, Sebastian, do we get to know if it was all in Reese's mind, you know, PTSD, or if there's a real deep state? And again, no spoilers.
I'm sorry, I can't tell you. I'll tell you one thing, David. Just watch that butler. It could be the butler.
Oh.
All right. Just keep your terrible. Eyes on that butler, okay? And I don't mean Rocky Horror Picture Show, okay?
Well, we are going to watch the rest of The Terminalist this weekend. So.
Well, yeah, enjoy it. It'll shock you. It'll surprise you. They already greenlit the next season. They also greenlit a spin-off, separate kind of prequel season as well. So enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Jack Carr just sent me his new copy, the latest book in the Reese series. So check it out. Don't go to Amazon. Go to a real bookstore and check out the latest in the Terminalist series of Reese books. Thank you, buddy. Have a blessed Memorial Day weekend. Let's go to Brenda, line 2, Dallas. Oh, no, hang on.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
I listened to Charlie Kirk, and he keeps going on and on about all these people that are jumping into the primary and that aren't going to win and all the money that's being raised, and he believes that we should just forego the primary and put all that money into a voting, apparatus.
He said that? Charlie said that?
Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating, Brenda. I haven't heard that. I wanted to get him on the show today. He's traveling today, but we're going to get him on the show next week, and I will ask him. Thank you, Brenda. That's fascinating. I like primaries. They're fun. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Thank you, Brenda. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and you've failed to find relief, do what I did more than 4.5 years ago. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You deserve to know. Ask yourself a very simple question. What have you got to lose, apart from the pain? Nothing. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384. You deserve to know. Go today. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. I thought about you, how you must have changed now,
baby. This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
I thank the Lord every day that America remains the freest nation on earth, and we remain free because of our right to keep and bear arms. No other company in America embodies that right more than the Carr Firearms Group, led by our good friend Justin Moon. Carr stands strong and unashamed in their support of the right to keep and bear arms. Their story is the American dream, and their products are second to none. Carr Firearms Group is your source for high-quality firearms. I carry a 9mm Carr every day. Go to kahr.com. That's kahr.com. And especially check out the limited edition MAGA 1, the Trump 1 1911. Beautiful limited run custom 45. Get yours today. I don't know if there are any left, but you got to check. They're running out fast. Galleryofguns.com. That's galleryofguns.com. Go to the webpage, plug in the word Trump into the search box on the Gallery of Guns page, and find out if you can get one of your Donald Trump Trump won 1911s. All right, I was at the Freedom Expo in Seminole recently with the amazing people of our local affiliate there. You know who you are. Chris gave me my chocolate-covered raisins. Thank you, Chris. And there was a new exhibitor at the Freedom Expo at the Harley-Davidson dealership, and it's a company I've been aware of for years and years and years, and I've never handled any of their weapons until recently, and they're called Spikes Tactical, and I was very impressed with what I saw that day, and as a result, I've invited the head of product development from the company, Nick Goff. Welcome to America First.
Thank you for the invitation, sir.
All right, let's put some of these beautiful weapons made in America up on the screen. These are various different flavors of the AR-15 and the AR-10 with very dandy camouflage finishes, tiger stripe, urban camo, gray, on and on and on. And then we have a close-up detail on the one that I handle that I love. It's the dust cover flap down with the American flag engraved on the dust cover and made in USA. Very impressed with the workmanship on this weapon. I have to ask you a basic question, Nick. Another AR-15, why another AR? Tell us what's special about Spikes.
I think that what makes us the most special is everything that we do is made in America. Every bolt, pin, everything. So we really take pride in that. We take pride in the fact that it's American built and American made. Every detail on there is hand inspected and hand fitted and finished from one of our employees. And, you know, we can really stand by our quality and workmanship more than probably anyone that you're going to come across, because we offer a lifetime guarantee. So anything breaks, we'll replace it, no questions asked, whether it was your fault. More often the case, it was your fault. But
not my fault. You're not talking about me, Nick.
Yeah, not you specifically. I don't know you well enough yet, but there's a good chance it's usually something user-induced, but we're happy to take care of it just to make sure that it's running how it's intended and our customers are happy and have a working platform. So it does what they need it to when they need it to.
Yeah, it's very rare today to get a lifetime guarantee on anything. Let's show the close-up shot, the last one again, Eric. What I liked about the firearm Ascent is the design of the lower and the upper, even the shell deflector. It's pretty unique. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the way your weapons are designed. We get it that they're made in America. We get it they've got a lifetime guarantee, but they even look different.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, it's an attention to detail, not just from an aesthetics and an appearance perspective, but everything is purpose-built to have a reason. So that deflector is there for a reason. It's designed like that for a reason, and generally that's because we found that something out there existing didn't work as intended or as well as it could be. So, you know, we took our time and figured out why it wasn't doing that and made the necessary adjustments to ensure that it does work how it's supposed to.
Well, I'm very grateful to you and your colleague, John, who let me try out one of your weapons and who attended our expo. Got to ask you while you're on the line, we're talking to Nick Goff, head of product development at Spikes Tactical. The webpage is spikestactical.com. That's spikestactical.com. They have an enviable reputation in the firearms field, all made in America. The Twitter account is spikes_tactical. I've got to ask you, favorite AR and favorite caliber? I'm really interested in the 6.5s you make. What's your favorite gun at the moment?
So it's rather ironic, and to everyone out there, we did not discuss this previously, but I would say the 6.5 Creedmoor is my favorite. It is, and reason being is I come from a very lengthy, long-range precision background. So that was actually my first project at Spikes, was working on the 6.5 Creedmoor build. So,
and is the 6.5 as good in terms of long-range and ballistic coefficient as they say it is? Because it's got a lot of hype around it.
It does, and I will say that it's justified. There's a lot of flash in the pan cartridges that come out, and you know that'll always be the case because everyone's trying to make their buck with a new caliber,
yeah,
sell a new barrel for it and whatnot. But there's a reason that's around, and there's a reason why the military has shifted over to it. And anyone who knows that when the military shifts to a new cartridge, that's no small undertaking.
No.
to for development testing and just financially to make that switch. So it was definitely a very lengthy process, but very well vetted and very well justified. So.
And your latest series, the newest version of your 6.5 on an AR-10 size platform, that's a couple of months out. Is that right, Nick?
So we've slowly been getting in certain components. So I'm sure that you saw the, I believe John had the tan 6.5 Creedmoor with the ARCA rail. So the ARCA rail is our newest and latest release in that more precision-oriented line. ARCA rails are the go-to, almost non-negotiable component on a precision platform now, just for their ease of mountability to tripods, bipods, so on and so forth. But our new receiver sets will be coming through the doors any time now. We are, as you have seen, very, very picky on aesthetics and function, so it takes a lot for us to fully bless off on a final product and final article. So we're right there. We're knocking on the door, and once we get those in, we'll be ready to make the big push on a complete rifle package.
All right. I'm very partial to the 300 Blackout. It's not a long-range caliber, but I'm intrigued when those 6.5s are ready. Give me a call, Nick. Tell John I want to give one of those a try. In the meantime, check out their very impressive line of weapons made in America. I mean, that's how it should be. It's an American gun designed by an American, the legendary Eugene Stoner. SpikesTactical.com. Check it out today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. It's Second Amendment Friday. We're coming to you from the ReliefActor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that's liberating. 500,000 Americans across the country. That's just crazy. People like me and Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be you. That could be you. But there's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Dr. G is ready for anything on America First.
That was dangerous, Eric. I was off chatting with Nick about bipods, and I didn't even realize we have to do live radio, Eric. That was, I almost got carried away there. Nobody told me.
That's, it kind of comes to the territory when you have a job that you have fun at so much on a regular basis.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right. And we do. Don't we all have fun? The chorus says yes. This is America First. If you're getting ready for summer, for the pool, for the beach, you want to look your best, don't you? Yeah, I think you do. Could you lose a little bit of weight? Come on. You can tell me. If that's the case, you got to check out Dr. Ashley Lucas's amazing program, My PhD Weight Loss, that led me to lose 42 pounds, and I feel amazing. Find out for yourself if I can do it, anyone can. Just call them right now, 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com. It's a super system, and it works. Don't give up. Call 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. Waiting patiently in Los Angeles, it's Brent.
Godly and constitutionally loyal Gorka.
I like to think I am. What brings you to our little show today?
Well, I wanted to say, I think that this word loyalty is being imprecisely and inaccurately thrown about relative to President Trump, who I see as having been touched and chosen by God to deliver America from out of our national darkness. But I don't follow President Trump out of my personal affection, respect, and loyalty to him, but out of my perception and recognition that he has been consistently a loyal, humble servant to God, our country, and our Constitution, and therefore has abundantly earned my loyalty, admiration, and love.
Yeah, it's. I appreciate you saying that. It's more than just personal loyalty or the loyalty to his friends and former team members. It's the broader question of our loyalty to America. Because let's be clear, this man had everything. I mean, he was a star. 14 seasons, Trump golf courses, hotels, you know, gold escalators, you name it. He didn't need any of this. He didn't need to come to the swamp to be attacked, have his wife, his children attacked, have the White House besieged, literally, so much so they had to be taken into the bunker by the Secret Service. And not only did he do it for us once, he's prepared to do it again. So it's not about the man. It's about the mission. It's about the deeper external purpose, which is America, the greatest nation on God's green earth. As my friend Jeff, the Orthodox Jewish friend I met when I was in the White House, says, the greatest nation on earth created by man, it's got to be Israel. America, greatest nation created by God, Israel. And we must recognize those things, and I think you do, Brent, as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It's Friday. We've changed things around a bit. Did you hear? We've moved the manhood hour to Monday, where it's a little bit more serious on Mondays. Fridays are more fun. So next up, let's dial in Chris Coles, and let's make movies great again.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.